According to a lawsuit, problems existed for some time in the house flipping business of Zillow. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 17th day of November. Thanks as always for being with us. In other business news, stocks faltered today because of inflation fears and Visa. We'll share that story. Gas prices and President Biden is in the news. Worried about empty shelves and Thanksgiving? Don't panic. The air show in Dubai is happening and sales are being made. Are inflation worries overinflated? We've got the Wall Street Report and some disturbing news about overdoses in the U.S. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride yet again today. And you can reach us on Twitter, as we tell you every day, at IOB_NewsHour. According to a federal lawsuit, Zillow allegedly concealed problems with its home flipping business, Zillow Offers, from shareholders, which resulted in the digital real estate company shutting down the business. The Street is reporting that Zillow made, quote, maternally false and or misleading statements, as well as failed to disclose material adverse facts about the company's business operations and prospects. That, according to a complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for Western District of Washington in Seattle. The suit, seeking class action status, was filed on behalf of shareholder Diwakar Barua and names Zillow's co-founder and chief executive Rich Barton and chief operating officer Jeremy Waxman as defendants. Zillow said last month it would wind down Zillow Offers and reduce its workforce by 25%. The company also said it would take up to $569 million in write-downs on home inventory in the third and fourth quarters. In a sign this may not be the end of the road for all of this legal trouble, other law firms have asked shareholders to come forward as they investigate similar suits. Stocks tanked a bit today on inflation fears and Visa. So what's the Visa story? Well, it started yesterday when Amazon.com told its customers they would no longer be able to pay with credit cards issued by Visa in the United Kingdom beginning next year. Amazon claims that Visa's recently increased transaction processing fees are leading to higher prices for online shoppers at a time when inflation already poses a serious threat to the economy. Now, Visa, for its part, says that Amazon's decision will only serve to reduce consumers' payment options at a time when many people are already struggling to pay their bills. Visa stock sank by nearly 5% on the day, and I'll have those Wall Street numbers for you in just a bit. Climbing gasoline prices have the White House asking the Federal Trade Commission to look into what in the world is going on with oil and gas companies. CNN is reporting that President Biden has asked the FTC to immediately investigate whether illegal activity by oil and gas companies is pushing up gas prices as he searches for a way to reduce pain at the pump. The move isn't likely to have an immediate effect on the price consumers are paying for gas, which has recently soared as post-pandemic demand has outpaced supply. But Biden is seeking ways to show he's working to bring prices down, and the FTC's findings could help in the long run if they do find wrongdoing. In a letter to the FTC Commissioner Lina Khan, Biden cited, quote, mounting evidence of anti-consumer behavior by oil and gas companies, end quote. And he said the agency must probe whether anything illegal is occurring to drive up prices. He went on to say, quote, the bottom line is this. gasoline prices at the pump remain high, even though oil and gas companies' costs are declining, end quote. The current surge has been spurred more by demand as drivers return to the road following an easing of COVID-19 lockdowns. Biden has worked to convince the oil-producing nations of OPEC to increase supply, but so far, they have largely rebuffed him. Some consumers are reporting that empty shelves at some grocery stores have them worried about the Thanksgiving holiday. CNN is reporting that in the week that ended November 7, retailers were running low on stocks of essential Thanksgiving items compared to the same time last year. The study by IRI, that's a marketing research firm, indicates that whole bird frozen fixed-weight turkeys were in stock at a rate of 64% on average across national retailers. Last year, that figure was at 86%. Availability of packaged pie was roughly 68% that same week, compared to 78% last year. Liquid gravy, with an in-stock rate of 73%, is down about 12 percentage points compared to 2020. Cranberry sauce, with 79% availability, is down from 89% in that same period. Now, most of the shortages are due to early buying by consumers, so the word is, don't cancel dinner just yet. You know, there are air shows, and there are big air shows. The event going on in Dubai is seeing some big sales numbers. The Associated Press is reporting that India's startup, Akasa Air, announced it had chosen CFM International LEAP 1B turbofan engines to power its newly bought Boeing 737 MAX jets. It's a deal valued at some $4.5 billion, but that's not all. The Boeing company scored its first major sale of the show, also clinching a deal with Akasa Air to sell 72 new 737 MAX jets for some $9 billion. Meanwhile, Boeing rival Airbus announced 3 multi-billion dollar sales, although all of these sales, it's still a distant cry from the tens of billions of dollars in orders at previous shows before the global pandemic struck and ravaged the aviation industry. So, you're worried about the rising cost of everything? Don't panic, says one economist. Things will get back to normal. The Hill is reporting that the chief economist at Moody's Financial says, relax. Mark Zandi argued in his column that the hair-on-fire discourse over high inflation is overdone. Quote, this uncomfortably high inflation is not here to stay, he wrote. The economy remains closely tethered to the pandemic. This summer's Delta wave of infections hurt growth and sparked inflation. But as infections subside, growth is already picking up and inflation will get back into hibernation, end quote. Two words? Yeah. Stay tuned. And it was inflation that worried investors today and brought the markets down. The Dow was off by 211 points at the end of the trade at 35,931, while the Nasdaq shed 52 points to close at 15,921, and the S&P 500 fell by 12 points to finish the day at 4686. Retailers are stoking inflation fear, and investors are looking that the Federal Reserve will likely hike interest rates sooner rather than later. And finally, there is this sobering bit of news. Overdose deaths are up, like way up. Almost 30% more Americans died of drug overdoses during the first year of the pandemic than in any other prior 12-month period. That, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the CDC is saying the number is staggering. As COVID-19 drove closures and social distancing in the year that ended in April, America's overdose deaths shot up almost 30% higher to well over 100,000. Three-quarters of the deaths were caused by opioids, the use of which increased by 35%, led by fentanyl. Most of those killed were between the ages of 25 to 55, with the greatest concentration in rural Appalachia. Surprised? Yeah, me too. Well, that's a wrap on the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.